Okay, it is 7:01, and before we start, just want to make an announcement. Anybody here for the Cecil County Board of Appeals? That is upstairs in the Perryville room. So if you're here for that, that is upstairs. With that, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to just invite you to the deliberations of the Cecil County Comprehensive Rezoning Process. Just one quick item. If you have a cell phone, if you would just extend the courtesy to put it on vibrate or silence so it doesn't distract from the discussion of the board and with regard to the staff. The second item is we will not be taking any public testimony this evening. We have already done that through the first three hearings. This is just a deliberation of what we've heard between the board, and we can ask questions of staff. So with that, the first hearing was last week, and what we're going to do is where we left off, we'll go ahead and proceed. The items that were tabled, we'll pick up at the end of where we finished this evening. So with that, I will turn it over to Director Senstrom to basically point us where we're going to start this evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item on your agenda this evening is item T-25. From Nancy Valentine concerning section 28.2 of the zoning ordinance, addition of TDR density in the high density residential zone. I don't know if David has it for you to show on the screen, but in essence, what, as I recall, Ms. Valentine was requesting was that the transfer development rights be permitted in the high-density residential zoning district, as well as the districts that they're presently proposed to be included within.
Right. And my understanding is that we have an approval from staff and an approval from the Planning Commission with regard to that.
That's correct.
Are there any questions of the staff with regard to this? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion with regard to section 28.2, addition of TDR density in the RM zone.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Next item on your agenda is T-26, section 17, also from Nancy Valentine. Section 175 of the zoning ordinance, roles of private and public sector entities and community sewerage systems. And I was just pulling her item up here to refresh my memory as to her specific objections to the language that was contained therein. I believe it dealt with questions regarding the definitions and the confusion thereof between a public system, a community system, and a shared facility, and she felt that it wasn't adequately defined and that it should be adequately defined in the zoning ordinance so that individuals not familiar with either of those three systems would be able to understand what was being talked about in the regulations. Staff, as well as the Planning Commission, have recommended disapproval of those requests.
Okay. Is there any discussion or questions of staff with regard to that? I knew there was a little confusion the first time when that had kind of, you had kind of explained that to me with what constituted a community sewage system and a shared system.
Yes. What we tried to explain at the hearing earlier in this month was that each of the different types of systems are defined in the definition section in Section 12. Mm-hmm. Staff was of the opinion, as well as the Planning Commission, that those definitions were adequate. The shared facility is geared towards serving one subdivision. A community facility could be a public or a private facility that, or a public or private utility that would be serving more than one facility. We felt that the language in the proposed ordinance was adequate to differentiate between the different types of systems, and we didn't feel that any additional clarification was necessary.
Right. Are there any other additional questions of staff with regard to that explanation?
Eric, you had said Planning Commission also voted to disapprove?
Yes.
They did. Okay.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion on this section 175 with regard to the zoning ordinance roles of private and public sector entities and community sewage systems.
Move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimous.
Items T27 through T55 have been withdrawn. T56 was submitted by Planning and Zoning concerning section 243.3 of the zoning ordinance, open space provisions in the RR zone. Staff as well as Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, are there any questions of the staff with regard to that? I have it right here. With regard to the open space requirements in the rural residential district?
I move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimous.
T57 also from Planning and Zoning concerns sections 4.0.9, 4.010, 4.1.16, 4.1.17 of the subdivision regulations concerning concept plat requirements, extension and expiration dates of concept and preliminary plats. This was language that the Planning Commission had recommended to be included in the document concerning extensions of both concept and preliminary plats. The language I believe you have seen. You have the Planning Commission as well as the staff have recommended approval of these changes, and it is in for your review this evening.
Any questions from members of the board with regard to this amendment? I have one just for clarity's sake. Basically, what will happen is the staff will grant the first extension requested, and then if they come back and request a second extension, then that would be heard in front of the Planning Commission.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Are there any other questions with regard to this this text amendment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion on the floor.
Move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Next item is late request 03-09 for 273 Cherry Hill Road. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 20, parcel 251. Proposed to be village residential. Requesting multifamily residential.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff?
Both the staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval of this request.
Okay. You heard the recommendation of the staff. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion?
I'm just a little concerned. This is one of the properties that was not owned by... Is this the one that is owned by Christopher?
Yes, it's
the first estate.
It is, okay.
His corporation.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay. We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Late 0554 and late 0555 have been withdrawn.
Okay.
Next item is late 0556. Rosalie Chernock and Charmy Polanski for property located at 24 Hayes Lane, tax map 26, parcel 217. It was proposed to be multifamily residential. The request is to make it heavy industrial. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Okay, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the request for change.
We have a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0557, Bay Boat Works, 1 Sunset Drive Northeast, tax map 36, parcel 390. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be maritime business. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Okay. Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0558, Shelter Cove Yacht. Tax map 36, parcel 369. Proposed to be low density residential. Requested to be maritime business. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission from Director Senstrom. Is there any questions for staff? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0559, Shelter Cove Yacht Basin. Tax map 36, parcel 349, proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be maritime business. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
We have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0560, Shelter Cove Yacht Basin, tax map 36, parcel 273. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be maritime business. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Late request 0561, Shelter Cove Yacht Basin, tax map 36, parcel 289. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be maritime business. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
You heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Late request 0562, Shelter Cove Yacht Basin, tax map 36, parcel 243, proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be maritime business. Staff as well as Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff at this time? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Late request 0563, Shelter Cove Yacht Basin, tax map 36, parcel 348. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requested to be maritime business. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Plate request 0564, John and Jacob Bailiff, tax map 24, parcel 48, proposed to be northern agricultural residential and suburban transition. Request is to make it low-density residential and suburban transition. The staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of Director Sandstrom? I have one question. We're going to go, they're NAR and ST, and they want to go LDR and ST. But I don't see any NAR in their request.
Mr. Montgomery appeared at your last meeting to present this application, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
This was separate from the earlier request you heard on the 9th of March. And basically what he was referring to was that he wanted to do a split of the property, as I recall, on the westerly side of Bailiff Road, so that they have 80 acres approximately on the westerly side. He wanted to do 40 acres of the easternmost portion of the westerly part, so that adjacent to Bailiff Road, you would have the requested LDR, or low-density residential. The remaining 40 acres on the westerly portion of the westerly piece of the parcel would remain NAR.
NAR.
And then on the easterly side of Bailiff Road, it would remain suburban transition.
Okay, so there
hopefully
is, there
that's
is a,
clear.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So there is a portion of NAR.
That would remain.
That would remain.
He was just asking for approximately the easterly half,
right,
that David has circled there in red.
Okay.
Which is, you know, is an approximation, obviously, but that piece is the one he's requesting to be changed.
So at the end of the day, in my opinion, it's a true transition from what mm-hmm. they're doing to the NAR there with regard to the ST, the LDR, and then the NAR.
And there's also water and sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Infrastructure.
Stony Run, which David could put hopefully the arrow on, would show the location of the there you go. Comes up Stony Run to Bailiff Road and then heads in the easterly direction through Montgomery Oaks and then over towards Bailiff Road as it heads north again back out towards the intersection of Theodore Road and Biggs Highway.
Okay. Are there any other questions of staff with regard to this unique situation?
If you could share with us once again, why did the staff opt for disapproval?
Bailiff Road right now was the differentiation between the low-density residential, or the low-density zone in the county's comprehensive plan and the rural conservation district in the county's comprehensive plan. Everything to the west of Bailiff Road before it makes its turn and heads back east, as David is showing there on the map in that pale color, beige, is in the rural conservation district. The brown color is the low-density residential. So staff did not feel that designating low-density residential on the westerly side of Bailiff Road would be consistent with the county's comprehensive plan land use districts.
In approving this, would we be compromising the goals of the comprehensive plan in respect to having infrastructure there? Seems like we would be meeting our goals.
The land use districts in the comprehensive plan are not parcel specific, so if the Board of County Commissioners feels that the low-density residential district does indeed include this parcel, then it would be consistent with the plan. However, if the Board of County Commissioners does not feel, as staff does, that the low-density residential district includes this parcel, then it would not be consistent with the goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan. So that's a decision you five will have to make as to where you feel that line actually falls on a parcel-specific map.
I have another question. Where the red circle is, that's already NAR zone. So I guess Bailiff Road is the dividing line between NAR.
Correct.
And okay. And
as we have drawn the line.
Right. And so there's no more additional LDR zone land on this side, as I look at the map sitting here. On
David can bring the zoning back up and pull it back a little bit so you can get a better idea as to what the immediate environs contain. As you can see, the vertical striped blue lines are rural residential. The mm-hmm. solid green is northern agricultural residential. The cross-hatched is suburban transition. And then the diagonal yellow and black, I guess that is low-density residential, just to give you an orientation.
Okay.
And that road running
David, can you put the arrow on Bailiff Road?
Easterly to northwesterly. That's I-95, correct?
Oh, yeah. I-95 is, David has a black or a red dot running along 95.
So if this was approved today, one of those within a half mile, could one of those landholders come back and say there has been a significant change of character and ask for an LDR?
No. What you are doing today and what you will hopefully be doing on the 19th of April is approving a comprehensive rezoning. There's a strong presumption of correctness in what you do. You're acting in your legislative fashion. There is no appeal of what you do. It does not set any precedent for piecemeal rezonings. Individuals would have to come in on their own and prove to you ultimately that either you made a mistake in this process mm-hmm. or that there has been a substantial change in the character of the neighborhood that would justify whatever they're asking for. But what you're doing here today is not setting a precedent for any future requests. They would have to be handled on their own, on their merits, based on the change or mistake law.
I have one more question. On the right hand, the piece of ground that they own on the right hand side of Bailiff Road, what is that present zoning there now designation on that?
That is the suburban transition, the cross-hatched.
Okay. So they've already got suburban transition there.
Right.
On the other side is NAR, but they're looking to add a little piece of LDR to that.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Are there any other questions of staff? Does everybody have a comfort level? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? I'm going to speak, looking at the land use map, I understand the right-hand side of Bailiff Road, but I'm looking at all that big patch of green on the left-hand side, and if we're going to have this intrusion of LDR zone ground into there, that could create a conflict at the end of the day as I see the NAR, and that's just my opinion. So I wanted to express it during the discussion phase of this.
Yeah, but intrusion into what? It's not agricultural. It's not. There's no farming going on there. And if you look at the development, probably that green area east of Goosemar probably should have been LDR, because the fact is that it's already 50% developed already. We're not really protecting any resources. And the property owner itself is putting in a 40-acre buffer on his own property.
Did staff see it that way?
For reasons explained earlier.
I know. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Okay. Is there any further discussion? We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-2. Actually, excuse me, 4-1.
So that was to approve the request?
To approve.
Okay. Oh, no. Wait. For it.
Okay. Yeah, motion carried.
Okay. Did anyone vote against it?
Okay. Late request 0565, Vernon W. Tome. For property on tax map 24, parcel 11, proposed to be northern agricultural residential, requested to be rural residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, are there any questions of staff with regard to the approval from the plan, from the staff and the Planning Commission with regard to this request? I have one. Again, just from the staff's perspective, this wasn't viewed as an intrusion into the NAR district.
No, a rural residential is a designation that is found within the rural conservation district, so this would not be out of character with what the planning what the comprehensive plan is trying to achieve.
Okay, so it's kind of harmonious with what's already there. It is what the staff's opinion was.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any other discussions or questions, rather? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0566 from Christopher Diebold for tax map 19, parcel 468, proposed to be village residential, requesting high-density residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Where are we?
0566.
Okay. Got it.
We'll let you get the map up first. Okay, is there any questions of staff? We have a recommendation for approval from staff and approval from the Planning Commission. Okay, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Are there public utilities presently in this area?
In Bayview, there's a sewer line that runs up Old Bayview Road that David has highlighted there with the arrow. Runs across the frontage of this property.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? We have a first and second on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Late request 0567, also from Christopher Diebold for map 19, parcel 353. Proposed to be low-density residential, requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, are there any questions of staff with regard to their recommendation of disapproval of the Planning Commission? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimous.
Late request 0568, Christopher Diebold is the applicant, map 19, parcel 505, proposed to be low-density residential, requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
You heard the recommendation from Director Centrum with regard to the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Late request 0569. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 19, parcel 69. Proposed to be low-density residential, requesting urbanized residential. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay. You heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff at all? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Late request 0570. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Map 19, parcel 70. Proposed to be low-density residential, requesting urbanized residential. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation from staff and the Planning Commission. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0571. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Map 19, parcel 367. Proposed to be low-density residential, requesting urbanized residential. Staff and the Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to change the zoning from LDR to village.
To VR. Okay. Mr. Hodge has made a motion, or excuse me, Commissioner Hodge has made a motion to change the zoning from LDR to VR. Motion dies for lack of a second.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Late request 0572. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 232. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requested to be urbanized residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
You heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation to the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions to staff at this time? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0573. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 325. Proposed to be suburban transition. Requested to be urbanized residential. The staff and Planning Commission have both recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation of staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0574. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 617. Proposed to be suburban transition. Requested to be urbanized residential. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
You heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0575. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 5. Proposed to be suburban transition. Requested to be urbanized residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
You heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of Director Sennstrom or staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0576. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 756. Proposed to be suburban transition. Requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Your Director Sennstrom read the recommendation of staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0577. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 9. Requested or proposed to be suburban transition, requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and planning commission have recommended disapproval.
Your Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the planning commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0578. Christopher Diebold is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 11. Proposed to be suburban transition, requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and planning commission have recommended disapproval.
You heard the recommendation of Director Sandstrom with regard to staff and the planning commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0579. Christopher Diebold, the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 441. Proposed to be suburban transition, requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and planning commission have recommended disapproval.
You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of staff and the planning commission. Are there any questions of Director Sandstrom or staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0580. Christopher Diebold, the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 32. Proposed to be suburban transition, requesting urbanized residential. Staff and planning commission have recommended disapproval.
Heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of staff and the planning commission. Are there any questions of Director Sandstrom or the staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0581. Robert Crouch, the applicant. Tax map 19, parcel 53. Proposed to be low density residential. Requested to be business general. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the staff and the planning commission. Are there any questions of Director Sandstrom or the staff?
Eric, could you tell me what he was going to use that parcel? Did he testify on that?
I don't recall if he testified to a specific use. However, it was his designated agent, which was Mr. Pugh, testified to the surrounding areas that are presently zoned commercial. Across the street, directly to the north, is the automobile repair facility. To the east, on the north side, is the strip center that was recently put in with the college bookstore and then the Hy's store. And then to the south of Biggs Highway is the motel that's presently operating there now.
That's diagonally across from College Crossing, I believe.
Yes, right. College Crossing. If David would move there, where David has the arrow, right, is College Crossing Strip Center.
Okay. I know where that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are there any other questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0582. Christopher Diebold was the applicant. The parcel does not have a parcel number. It is proposed to be low-density residential. He is requesting urbanized residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Sundstrom read the recommendation from staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of Director Sundstrom or the staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0583. Vernon W. Tome is the applicant. Tax map 24, parcel 11. Proposed to be northern agricultural residential. Requesting manufactured home on the portion on the north side of Theodore Road. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. And just for discussion purposes, the lighter green with the streets, that is already a mobile home park there?
That is correct.
Okay. And then how big is the piece of ground that they'd like to us to consider?
I believe the entirety of the parcel is, if David could pull it up, I believe it's around 75 acres, David? 87 acres. So that is a little bit, that is probably, you could look at there's three quadrants there that are compromised the farm where David presently has outlined in red the piece right below it, and then the piece on the westerly side of so it's probably, I'd say, maybe about 10 to 12 acres of MH.
Okay. Just for illustration purposes, I just want to get an idea how big this was. Okay. Are there any questions of staff, further questions? And I believe the darker green is going to continue to stay NAR down on the left that he owns.
No, you have voted to.
Yeah, okay, that's RR. I got you.
Change that to RR
right.
With request 0565.
Got it. Okay. Are there any questions? Further questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Late request 0703. Barry Montgomery is the applicant. Tax map 23, parcel 41. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requesting suburban transition. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff with regard to this application?
They're requesting the rezoning to revert back to what it was, correct?
Yes, he filed this on behalf of the Pleasant View Baptist Church, and they were concerned that if they went to low-density residential, that would decrease the value of their property. And so they were requesting suburban transition so they could maintain what they feel would be an equitable zoning designation on the property to maintain its value.
And for illustration purposes, the white section is actually Bainbridge?
That is correct. That's within the limits of the town of Port Deposit.
Okay. Are there any additional questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. President, that concludes your new items for tonight, and now you would segue into the items that were postponed from your meeting last Wednesday evening. Request 0502 from Dwight E. Tomey, the applicant, for tax map 25, parcel 25, proposed to be low-density residential, requesting mineral extraction A zoning designation on the property. Staff had recommended disapproval. Planning Commission had recommended approval.
Okay. Are there any questions of Director Sundstrom or staff with regard to this application? And just for the illustration, the roads that this kind of backs up to or is bounded by?
This is Stevenson Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with the little red kind of radioactive little hourglasses, that's just the parcel there that they're requesting?
Yes, the parcel.
The one right there in the corner. Okay.
Yes.
And does the applicant own what is in the light red?
Yes, they own, through their subsidiaries, the adjacent property or the parent company.
Okay. And do they own the piece that is white with the orange dots that's right above that? Okay. Are there any questions of staff?
Why did you vote to disapprove again?
For the request that Mr. Tomey submitted to change to MEA, the ones we recommended disapproval on, we did not feel were within the mineral extraction district of the comprehensive plan.
And is there residential in that area? Where's the
yes.
closest?
The closest residential, David could probably pull that up on his GIS.
The closest residential use is actually on the property itself. There's a rental dwelling. There are some additional rental dwellings on the adjacent property, as well as down in the valley by the stream.
Okay.
Any additional questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the applicant's request.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion?
I think I'm going to vote to against this.
Well, I have to get all in favor. I know you're prepping everybody, but okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved?
Approved.
Approved.
Against.
Okay, motion carries 4-1.
Next item postponed from last week is 0504. Dwight E. Tomey is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 313. Proposed to be low density residential. Requested to be mineral extraction A. Staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission recommended approval.
Okay, are there any questions of staff? And that looks like a little small piece of land there.
Yes, sir. It's a small piece of property.
Okay. Right. So you probably couldn't even put a house there if you wanted to.
There is
one. I wanted to see if you were awake. You got to have a little bit of fun with this stuff. All right. You called me. Okay. So is there any other additional questions, staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the applicant's request.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed. We have one opposition. 4-1. Motion carries.
Next item continued is 0510. Dwight E. Tomey is the applicant. Tax map 25, parcel 520. Proposed to be low density residential. Requested to be heavy industrial. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Are there any questions of staff? And I think we had kind of postponed this given the fact that there was an application placed on behalf of Delmarva Power, but the applicant didn't really represent Delmarva Power.
That's correct.
That's correct. And we haven't received any correspondence from Delmarva Power that they were okay with this or knew that this was happening.
We have not.
We have not.
I did call them. The problem is I don't even know that I'm having a hard time
Right. Well, understood. And I'm sure you were trying to rezone it out of the kindness of your heart, since you kind of own everything around it, but you don't own it. That's true. Right. Okay. Is there any further discussion or any questions of staff? Okay. We'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the applicant's request.
We have a motion to approve. The motion dies for lack of a second.
I move to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
One opposed.
4-1.
Next item continued is 0525. H. Barry Montgomery is the applicant. Map 19, parcel 295. Proposed to be low-density residential, requesting high-density residential. Staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission deadlocked. They could not forward a recommendation.
Right. And just for our discussion purposes, we had received a letter from Mr. Montgomery.
Correct. I was going to say that you received a letter from March 24th of this year from Mr. Montgomery stating that urbanized residential instead of high-density residential would be acceptable to the owners of the property. I believe there was a discussion last week on that issue.
Right. For those that may not have this letter, I'm willing to share it to read during the discussion part of this or questions.
No, that's all right.
You need to. And just for discussion purposes, the difference in the density from UR to RM is how many units?
The RM, if you used transfer development rights, you could get up to 16 units per acre.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, the cap is 14 units per acre.
14.
In the UR, I get my chart here. Too many papers. I did have it out earlier in anticipation of that question. Here we go. In the UR zoning district, you're looking at a top density of 12 units per acre with transfer development rights. If you're doing single families, you're looking at 4 units per acre. If you're doing a planned unit development, 12 units per acre. Townhouses 8-1, apartments 10-1, and duplexes 6-1.
Director Sundstrom, if that zoning request had been made earlier, would that have made a difference in the recommendation from staff?
No.
Okay, are there any other questions of Director Sundstrom or the staff? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to change the zoning designation on that property from LDR to UR.
We have a motion to change from LDR to UR.
I'll second that for the purposes of discussion.
We have a motion for a second. Is there any discussion?
Commissioner Hodge, I'd like to hear your rationale for that.
Okay. This property is located near the I-95 interchange. It has access to water and sewage, and it's in the neighborhood of village zoning.
In my opinion, the UR is just about as intense as the RM. I mean, you're talking about 16 units versus 14 units. Mm-hmm. That's if you were to try to go
16 to 12.
16 to 12, so it's 4. So we just don't put a third story on the building, that's all, right? Illustration purposes. Okay, we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? We're changing the zoning from LDR to UR. No. Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. 4-1.
Motion to disapprove.
Second.
First and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-1. 0545,
Robert Hodge is the applicant. Tax map 31, parcel 1241. Proposed to be light industrial, requested to be heavy industrial. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, are there any questions of Director Senstrom or staff?
No, but for the record, I will be recusing myself for the discussion and vote.
Okay, thank you for that, Commissioner Hodge. Okay, you heard the recommendation of staff with regard to staff and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff with regard to this request? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Okay, we don't have a second. We'll entertain a new motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
I would like Commissioner Dunn and Commissioner Brumell to explain their motion and their second for disapproval.
Sure. I have an issue with a sitting commissioner putting in a rezoning request, as I explained to the newspaper. That's why I recused myself last week. But this week, I'll vote no for the purposes of moving this issue along. Diana?
On this one, I also feel uncomfortable with. Can I ask? Yeah. I also feel uncomfortable with a commissioner putting in a rezoning request.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-1. I myself, for the record, felt uncomfortable voting for this, given the fact that we have a fellow seating commissioner who would increase the value of his real property holdings in the county. I have a moral obligation to the people of the county with regard to the issue of land use and land use policy. And I felt uncomfortable voting that to increase the value of his holdings. That's why I voted no.
0546, Robert Hodge is the applicant. Tax map 31, parcel 819. Proposed to be business general. Requested to be heavy industrial. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
You heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff with regard to this request? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion?
I'm assuming, no, I'm not going to assume. Commissioners Dunn and Brumell, are your reasons for motioning for disapproval the same as what you stated mm-hmm. on the previous parcel?
Yes.
And also, I'm sorry, Commissioner Mullen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Mullen, you said that you feel like you had a moral obligation to vote against it. What about our moral obligation to allow someone to have their own property rights and for them to have their property rights?
You should think about that before you run for office.
Thank you.
Okay. That will call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Request 0547, Robert Hodges, the applicant, tax map 31, parcel 863, proposed to be suburban transition, requesting heavy industrial. Staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Motion dies for lack of a second. We'll entertain a new motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Request 0548, Robert Hodges, the applicant, tax map 31, parcel 180, proposed to be suburban transition, requesting business general. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Motion dies for lack of a second. We'll entertain a new motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Request 0551, David J. Stewart is the applicant, tax map 35, parcel 122, proposed to be heavy industrial, requesting MEA. Staff has recommended approval. Planning Commission recommended disapproval. Mr. President, you also have received the subsequent proposal from York Building Products at your meeting last week. Amending their original application to have a portion of the property zoned MEA with a 500-foot buffer along Carpenters Point Road and parcel 129 to be designated as low-density residential.
Thank you, Director Sandstrom. And for discussion purposes, I'd like to offer up a compromise on this possible request for discussion. We've heard from the public, we've heard from Mr. Pugh, who's represented the applicant. I felt comfortable with the LDR 500-foot buffer that he's willing to give up the M2 on. With regard to the M2 of the remaining property, I wanted to see if it was possible if we could put an MEB overlay over that. Given the fact that they will, according to the prior testimony, that the property wouldn't be mined for sand and gravel from 7 to 10 years, it would still require a public hearing through that process. So I offer that up to the board as a compromise and as a compromise to the public.
President Mullen, I would request that the public be allowed to address the compromise or the change that the applicant has presented, and also what you've presented, because we did give them a chance to speak again last week.
I'll defer to Mr. Wilson with regard to further testimony in terms of procedure.
Mr. Wilson, how are they to know what the updated version looks like?
I don't disagree with that. No, you all make that decision. I'm just telling you, that's the way I read it, but I'm not saying you shouldn't do it.
Well, we can poll the board to see if we wanted to take public testimony on the compromise that I had offered.
Before we do that, President Mullen, could we go back to that compromise and have you explain that
sure.
in more detail?
But I would also request that the update that Mr. Pugh had provided last week be presented as well, because that's one of the options on the table.
Right. Okay. And
you want me to summarize what's going on, Mr.
Sure.
President?
If you wouldn't mind, please.
Mr. Pugh's original modification mm-hmm. as well as your compromise?
Sure.
Modification. Mr. In response to the original presentation from Mr. Pugh and comments that you had heard in response to that, a submittal was handed in at your meeting last week proposing that rather than maintaining a buffer of heavy industrial of 500 feet along Carpenter's Point Road, that the 500-foot buffer be designated as low-density residential, with the remaining rear portion of the property being designated as MEA, the buffer would continue along 500 feet from the property line of parcel 129, which is David could highlight on the map to give you an orientation, along with a 15-foot buffer adjacent to the buffer on the easterly side of the buffer adjoining parcel 129. What President Mullen is presenting to the board is that rather than having a MEA designation on the rear of the property behind the 500-foot LDR, that the MEA remain, or that the property remain M2, only it would have an MEB, mineral extraction B overlay, which would still permit the extraction of the minerals on site, but would only be able to do so after public hearings are held with the Planning Commission for a recommendation and the Board of Appeals for a decision. That would allow the adjoining community to have additional input into any requests to extract minerals from this site when the time comes for the landowners to decide that it is to their best business interests to move into this portion of their holdings. So the public would be notified, adjoining property owners would be notified, the property would be posted with the public notice, and it would be advertised in the legal section of the WIG if it is designated as mineral extraction B, and they go through the special exception process to get approval from the Board of Appeals to extract the minerals from the site. If the Board of Appeals approves it, then the site plan process would follow, which would be an administrative review, and they would still need to get their permits from the state, post their bonds for reclamation, and get local approval before they could begin mining the property.
Eric, what is the staff's recommendation of that proposal?
Of Mr. Pugh's proposal or President Mullen's proposal? Of the two, I would say that President Mullen's proposal probably bears the most merit in this situation based on the testimony presented as well as the public input. It gives the public a chance to weigh in on the situation when at some point in the future Stewart Associates decides it is time to extract the minerals, and it still respects the goals and objectives of the county's comprehensive plan, which recognizes this parcel as being within the mineral extraction district and is trying to protect the minerals for extraction so that that opportunity is not precluded by premature development.
So having the MEB overlay, does that provide the landowner more leverage in justification of the MEA rezoning when it comes up?
No, there would not be a rezoning if it's designated as MEB. If it's designated MEA, they would be by right be able just to get site plan approval and then get state approval and move in and begin extracting the minerals. If it is designated as mineral extraction B, then they would have to go through the public hearing process prior to that. So it would add another opportunity for the community input prior to any extraction activities taking place on the property.
Well, I have to poll the board if we mm-hmm. wanted public testimony. So I don't know how the board feels about taking public testimony on what I've offered up. It would be a vote.
I feel like it's only fair because it's a new proposal.
I think that we've heard what the citizens have to say. I think that hasn't changed. We know how they feel. And we haven't opened up public comment to the rest of the rezonings that we've already discussed, 80 of them. And so I don't think it's necessary to do it again.
But Mr. Pugh was the only one that was allowed to come back and represent something.
Commissioner Rubel, with all due respect, that wasn't really the case. I think we prevented him from presenting, but stated because we had continued to receive emails and other communication from the public on this issue, that if York Building Products or the Stewarts as the owners wanted to submit additional other information to us, that was okay also.
Just for testimony's sake, could we just do a show of hands and say what we've laid out, if they just put their hand up, if they were for it, and if they were opposed to it, they would put their hand up. Would that be a decent compromise for the people in the audience? I mean, we wouldn't take verbal testimony, but what we've laid out here, would you be in favor of? They'd put their hand up, and then those that would be opposed would be opposed to it?
I would rather have testimony, but if that's all that's available, I'll settle for that.
Is that okay with the board?
I guess my question for the public would be, do you understand what Commissioner Mullen has presented?
There's a lot more I had to say about factual stuff about the land.
I mean, those trees, some of them are 100 feet tall in that wood.
The two properties they proposed in mind are the watershed for the marshes.
Yes, sir.
Point of order.
All right. Point of order. Point of order.
He's not against
it. No. If you truly want the public's input, the public has the right to see what is being proposed and have an opportunity to analyze it and give us comment. If you truly are looking for the public comment and the opinion on that, I feel that's the right way to do that. What that means then is a delay in the decision on this, and I don't know how that plays into what our requirement is. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Senstrom, Mr. Mullen, I don't know how that works into what we're required to do by law.
Terry, I don't think there needs to be a delay. We listened to testimony, the Planning Commission, and they made their decisions right after the testimony.
Based on the previous information that was supplied.
Just to explain what I'm doing here, the property is already zoned M2, okay? And they were coming in and asking for MEA, which means they were going to change the zoning designation right on the spot. What I was offering was a compromise that said it stays M2, but you put this MEB overlay over top of the property, which means that from their York Building Products and their representative, Mr. Pugh, testified they were not looking at even remotely mining that property from 7 to 10 years. When it came to the reality that they were going to seriously move on it, there will be two opportunities in the pipeline for public testimony, one at the Board of Appeals and one at the Planning Commission. And I offered this compromise up because I knew how passionate a lot of you people were and felt about this issue and the fact that those folks weren't ready to move right away on the property. So me personally, I felt it was a good compromise to offer up this evening to the board, given that fact. But we're not taking any testimony. We're not taking any testimony. I'm just explaining what I'm doing here. At this time, on the advice of counsel, the Board of County Commissioners is going to convene into closed session in a small room out this door to decide our next steps with regard to this issue.
Okay.
So do I have a motion to go into closed session?
Motion.
To obtain legal advice. I need a motion, please.
Motion to go
have a motion.
Into closed session.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second.
Yeah.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay, 3-2. Motion carries.